Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network, and it's episode 100. Happy 100th episode to us. On the podcast this episode, we're going to chat to Luke very soon, who has just got back from Walt Disney World. He's still jet lagged. He literally just got back. Very special trip, because firstly it was his honeymoon, but it was it's a very special place for him and his husband. We'll find out why. We'll chat to Luke very soon. And don't forget, you can keep in touch with us on the socials: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Pod Magical. If you want to get in touch, if you've got any planning questions or anything else, then please do send me a message. I have a special message that's come from Gavin. Thanks for getting in touch, Gavin. Now, this is actually to his son, James. So, James, hello. If your name's James and you're currently in the car heading to London, well, James, I've got news for you. You're not going to London. You don't want to go to London. London's boring. James, you are actually right now in the car listening to this podcast on your way to Manchester Airport, because you are going to Disney World, James. This is the big one. This is the greatest trip of your life, James. You're going to the most magical place on earth. You're going to go and see Mickey. You're going to do all the rides. You're going to have all the ice cream. Have a great time. Hello to Gavin and wife Jessica. Have a good time. Don't forget to tag us in your pictures at Pod Magical. Oh, have a great time, James. Don't forget, if you're going and you want me to announce to somebody that they're going to Walt Disney World, happy to do it on the podcast. I'm happy to share the magic. Do get in touch. Also, if you'd like to be a podcast guest, send me a message. That's what Luke's done. Let's catch up with him and find out what his trip was like. He's literally just come back. He's so fresh from Disney World. He's still jet lagged. Are you still jet lagged, Luke?
A little bit.
Yeah. And I've got many things to ask you, because you went, so if you went just before Easter, you would have gone spring break time. What were the spring break crowds like? Because I don't think I've ever been around spring break. People say it's always crazy.
It really was. And it was something we didn't realise until we got on the ferry over to Magic Kingdom. And we were like, why are there so many people everywhere? And it was funny, because it was literally our first day. We got there and we were like, we won't do Genie Plus. We'll just go. We're here for 2 weeks. We'll have, you know, got plenty of time to walk around the parks, go on a few rides. And we're, as I say, when we're on that ferry and we saw these just thousands and thousands of families, and it wasn't even just families. It was a lot of like band camps, cheer camps and choir camps.
Oh, right.
Like, get that get that Genie Plus. We need to sign up. So yeah, it was the busiest I've ever seen the park.
Yeah,
ever.
I mean, it's busy anyway at the minute because you've got all that pent up demand, but spring break's always, and it's always difficult knowing when spring break's going to be. So it's not like the UK where you go, well, that's Easter holidays, that's half term. Spring breaks are like different for different parts of like Florida and different schools. So it's quite hard to know when it's going to be that busy.
Yeah, we find out that it's, yeah, like you say, over here, it's either like 1 week or another, where over there, spring break, I think, starts from the start of March or mid-March to like the start of May, and each state has different spring break weeks off. So, yeah, it really is just a busy time to go.
So you got Genie Plus. So you could have paid for Genie Plus before you went. You could have added that on your ticket, but you didn't, but you got it when you were there. Did you have it every day then after that?
Yeah, every day that we went to a Disney park, we paid for it on the morning. And maybe a bit controversial, but we actually loved Genie Plus. Ooh. And we thought it was a little bit better than the original Fastpass.
Interesting to hear that. You must have, like, were you staying on site or did you stay off site?
So we were staying off site, yeah. We tend to stay off site when we go. So we were staying in Celebrations. It was about 10 minutes from the park.
Yeah.
So we, with Genie Plus, we tended to wake up at 7 a.m. or just before, log on, buy Genie Plus, and then book the first Lightning Lane. And then, obviously, every 2 hours, you can then book another one.
Yeah.
Whereas if you book it so early at 7, you can't then, once 9 o'clock comes, it then waits another 2 hours before you can book your next one. So essentially, you can't book your next Genie Lightning Lane until 11 a.m.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a long wait, but we just found, just because the parks were so busy, it was the only way to go and kind of enjoy it. And what we found was, the reason I think we liked it so much was because we could wake up in the morning, you know, get that first one at 7 a.m, wait until 11 to book the next one, and we could just stack them then throughout the day for later on in the day. So by the time we went to the park, we could get to the park about 2-3 in the afternoon, maybe 2 in the afternoon. We'd have like maybe a couple of hours to chill, and then we'd have like from like 4 till like 9 or 4 till 10, we'd just have rides every hour, if not like 2 every hour, that we've just banked up. So we benefited from it, and we actually loved that kind of whole process. It's not something that obviously with Fastpass you could do, because you would only able to have like one ride every hour, whereas by banking them up, so we could get to go on like 2 rides every hour, which was
that's good. So how many a day would you be getting on?
Probably, I'd say 5, maybe 6, depending on what time Magic Kingdom closed, because I think that was the latest one, about 11 o'clock some nights. So yeah, 5 or 6 a day at least. And then that was not including individual Lightning Lanes. We'd try and buy that as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's different. So like when we were there, each park had one individual Lightning Lane, where I feel like other times of the year, they change it up. So there's some parks have a couple individual Lightning Lanes. So
yeah, because I know Mickey and Minnie's was an individual, but now that's been moved into the main Hollywood Studios one.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it was just, yeah, each park had one individual Lightning Lane. So we used to get up and say, book our first Lightning Lane, and then we'd come 9 o'clock, we'd try to book a individual Lightning Lane as well for that day.
So it doesn't matter where you're staying, on site, off site, it's 7 o'clock for everybody, isn't it? So it's not like people on site have got an advantage with getting them. So everybody's got a fair chance at 7 o'clock, haven't they?
Yeah.
Did you get Slinky? Because a lot of people said, oh, you can never get Slinky till like 8 o'clock at night.
We got it on every time we went, yeah. And I'm sure one of the days we got to ride it twice. So, which was really surprising, considering how busy it was. But I think it was because everybody was pushing to get to, you know, Star Wars Land and Q4 Rise. So we've noticed that, Slinky, we managed to go on. I think the day we did it twice, so I think we did order a Lightning Lane and then we did queue for it. But I think it was about 60 minutes, which for Slinky during spring break
as well. That's not too bad. Now, let me say that this last holiday you've just come on wasn't just a holiday. This was your honeymoon.
The honeymoon. 2 year delayed honeymoon.
So congratulations. Now, this is interesting. Where did you meet your now husband?
So we actually met in Disney World, working for the mouse himself.
So what were you doing? How did you meet? Well, go on, tell me.
So yeah, it was, it's quite scary to think how long ago it was now. 2008, I was there doing the cultural representative program from 2008 to 2009. And my now husband, he was doing a post-university course. I can't remember the name of the course. It wasn't a college program, but kind of like a college program. So it was a 6-month placement, and he was working in the resorts doing entertainment was it entertainment? It's like boat hire and kind of entertainment with the children. And he was there from 6 months. So yeah, we literally met. Our kind of time crossed over, and we met in what was my last 2 weeks of my placement. So yeah, just by fight, we met each other in 2 weeks and the rest is history.
So you met and then 2 weeks later you had to come back and he stayed.
I came home and he had, I think it was a month and a half still of his program left. So yeah, did the long distance in and then yeah, came back and then yeah, just moved so up.
Did you manage to have date nights in Disney during that 2 weeks?
We did, which...
Where was your first date?
Yeah,
where
was
your...
So first date was Hollywood Studios, and I remember we did Power of Terror, and
it's make or break in it. It's make or break.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I quite like this guy. yeah, so I think dating in Disney was just such a once in a lifetime experience. Like to go to, you know, Disney parks on your first date is pretty special.
Yeah.
So it is cool. So yeah, it was just Hollywood Studios. Remember Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster. I think we ended the night with Fantasmic, which. Pretty cool.
That's a lovely way to end a first date, isn't it? So was it just as magical, even though you were working there, it was just still the same?
Yeah, and that was one of the things, because before actually working there, I'd only ever been once before with the family, and that was when I was 20. So yeah. It was, yeah, the first time. So, and I was like, oh, you know, working there, is it going to be as magical? Is the magic going to disappear? But it really didn't. And I think it's because it's such an exciting park to be at. And for me, like being a cast member, you know, a lot of questions we get is, oh, how did you be so happy all the time? But for me, it was kind of like the guests that come to the park, it might be their once in a lifetime opportunity to be in that park. So it would always be, you know, so exciting to kind of make their day the most magical it could be.
Yeah.
But then also equally for guests who've been there hundreds of times, they want to see something new every time. And, you know, we're the new cast members, we would only be there for 12 months. So there would always be, you know, someone new to talk to for guests. So yeah, it was just working there was just such a magical experience. And then, you know, on your days off, you get to basically have Disney World as your hangout play area where you can just go to all the parks whenever you want to. So yeah, the magic definitely didn't disappear. If anything, it just kind of grew, because now I've just got so many happy memories in all of the different parks and the resorts of like, oh, remember when we did this and we was with this person and this person. So yeah, the magic, yeah, was still there.
Well, you make the magic though, being a cast member.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, true. Yeah,
you are the magic.
We are the magic. We did work hard, but yeah, I think for me, and I guess everyone has their own kind of reasons why they want to work there. But for me, it was just kind of that, you know, I'm there as a cast member. It took me so long to get there as a family. You know, we didn't have the money growing up until we were like grown up kids. So to me, it was just like, I've just got to make this magic. I've got to make this experience the most magical it can be. I always remember our first day as a family going to the Magic Kingdom, and we went to the ticketing office. We arrived, we had like our printed off tickets. We didn't know, do we need to exchange them for like bands or cards? And we just went to the ticketing office. And I just remember this cast member being the most happiest and friendliest, the most excited person in the world for us to be there for the first time. I just thought, that is what I need to do. And that is what I need to do every day for guests though.
Was that what you remember most about that first ever trip? Because how old were you first time?
Yeah, so I was 20. Yeah, we were 20. We went for mom and dad's 25th wedding anniversary. They always wanted to take us as kids. But so I was 20. I think my brother was 23. And my sister was about 13, 14. So we were much older, but the magic and the experience was just as magical. It really, really was. And that kind of first day getting into Magic Kingdom and going across the ferry, it was just mind blowing. And like, you know, I've heard guests on the podcast say before, the first time walking down Main Street, turning that corner and seeing the castle and, you know, the buildings and the music and the scents of the smells from the shops, it's so magical. It really is, and it is still, even though, you know, I worked there for 12 months and got to be in the park nearly every day, it's still so, so happy. It's the happiest place in the world.
It is the most magical place on earth.
It is.
Without a doubt. We haven't even talked about all your favourite things yet, so we're going to do that in a moment. We're going to do the news, and then we'll be back with Luke. Just one big Disney World story has dominated over the last few weeks, and that is Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which has got its opening date at Epcot. May the 27th is the official opening date on what is going to be probably the biggest attraction in Walt Disney World, I guess, when it opens, because they haven't actually said this yet. It's going to be the virtual queue system that we've had over the last few years. The longest indoor roller coaster in the world, if I'm not mistaken. So May the 27th, it opens. If you're going to be there from then on, then you'll get to ride it. If you're there before that, you've just missed out, unless you're an annual pass or a DVC member, because they have got previews before then, which became available just yesterday. Apart from Guardians of the Galaxy, a few of the little stories from Animal Kingdom. Kite Tales, which is the one with the big balloons that come crashing down, that is going to be slightly changed from summer. It's going to be a little bit shorter, but there will be more of them, and you'll be able to see it from basically anywhere around the lagoon. Also, Mickey and Minnie's meet and greet is coming back to Animal Kingdom, as are the Tumble Monkeys. Festival of the Lion King, it's been a kind of adapted COVID-friendly version since it returned about a year ago, but the Flying Birds and the Tumble Monkeys are coming back to the show at Animal Kingdom. Keep up to date with any news on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We are at PodMagical. And if you'd like to be on the podcast, looking for people from June onwards, then just give me a shout, which is what Luke did, and he's just come back from Disney World. The magic is still there.
It really is, yeah, 100%.
This is the question I usually ask first. Why do you actually love Walt Disney World? What is it about Walt Disney World that makes it the place to go on holiday?
I was trying to think of this answer, and I think it really does stem down, personally for me, as when I was a kid, you know, going to the cinema and seeing Disney films. I vividly remember going to see The Little Mermaid when I was probably 3 or 4 years old and just being totally wowed by this, you know, this movie, this animation, this singing, this feeling that it kind of gave me. And then kind of growing up, you know, hearing friends and family and relatives who had been to these Disney parks and be like, what, there's Disney theme parks you can go to? But as a kid, it was just like a million miles away. And, you know, growing up, we weren't able to get out there as kids. But I remember my parents would always order them holiday vacation planning videos off the TV, where you'd have like the VHS that would show you all of the parks and help you plan. And I just remember being like, oh my gosh, I need to go here one day. And as I say, the first time we went was to celebrate mum and dad's 25th wedding anniversary, which was 2006. So for us as a family, it was just a dream come true. Yeah. And I just remember being in the park and just being in awe of every last detail. And I vividly remember the last night, because we were so new to everything. We kept the fireworks wishes for the last night. We were like, we'll see it once, you know, that'll be enough. And I remember watching it and just, I know, totally sobbing in front of the castle, like, I can't believe we've only ever seen this once. We're going home tomorrow.
We're going tomorrow.
And I was like, I know. And I was like, I don't know when we're going to be back. And that was kind of when I just like thought, I need to come here and be a cast member and, yeah, work for Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think that's for me, just, you know, it stems from a child. And luckily, I got to work there for 12 months. And from there, I met my now husband. So for me, it's kind of like a life changing park, as cheesy as that may sound. It really is. It has changed my life. So
have you got one particular standout memory? Could be the first time, your honeymoon, meeting your husband, working there. What was your favourite memory?
It has to be when I went with the family, and I remember being on Space Mountain, and we're all obviously sat in the line, and I was sat at the back, so I had all my family in front of me. And I remember going around like the first part of the ride, and it's this kind of like light tunnel, and I just remember seeing all of my family sat in front of me, and I just remember being like, oh my God, we're actually here. We're in Disney World now. We're actually on the rise. Like, this isn't a photo. Like, this is real. And then I just remember having a moment, and then shortly after, screaming, because it's the most petrifying ride ever in the dark. But yeah, that memory for me just sticks out, because I was like, oh my gosh, we're actually here.
Pinch yourself.
Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your favourite attraction?
And I think going off that, my favourite attraction is still Space Mountain, yeah. just because it takes me back to that time of like finally being there and being like, oh my gosh, this is real now. This is it. I'm actually here. So yeah, there are, you know, over the years, there's so many new attractions and shows, which are all amazing. But for me, it always goes back to Space Mountain, and I just love it so much. And I think it's because it just reminds me of my first ever day there.
Holds that memory for you.
It does. So hopefully it'll stay forever.
And in terms of fireworks, sure, obviously Wishes, you saw for the first time last night. What about the new one? So we've had Wishes, we've had Happily Ever After, and now we've got Enchantment. What do you think?
Again, I really liked Enchantment.
Okay.
And
over the other two, over the previous incarnations.
So, and the reason I really like it, for me personally, reminds me of a lot of Wishes. So if you watch Enchantment, the projection on the castle isn't the greatest, in my opinion. Like, it just is a bit of a mishmash of stories. I don't really know the storyline, but we watched it, I think, 3 or 4 times when we were there 2 weeks ago. If I watch it now and hear the music and watch the fireworks, I think it's a really stunning show, and it does remind me a lot of Wishes, Wishes was always just such an amazing show. It's not there with Happily Ever After.
No.
And it still has Tinkerbell, which I think if they didn't include Tinkerbell,
the villagers would be revolting. What about Harmonious at Epcot?
I think we saw it twice. And again, an amazing show. I always thought that Reflections of Earth for me would be, if nothing would top it, because it was the park that I worked in for 12 months and literally heard that show and got to them fireworks every night for 12 months. And I thought nothing, it's such a shame when they replaced it. But watching Harmonious and seeing, like, in the middle of the lagoon, the machinery or robotics, I don't know what you'd call it, what the water and the projections come from, that literally blew my mind. And it does kind of make Reflections of Earth look a little bit like a tin can in the middle of a lake.
Yeah, I can see what you mean.
The little globe. I just think when I watched it, I was like, yeah, I feel like it definitely needed to be replaced.
Exactly.
And I think they've done a really good job with Harmonious. That's definitely where the budget went.
So when you worked at Epcot, Rose and Crown, was it?
So I worked in merchandise. So yeah, worked in over the road from the fish and chip shop and the pub. When you applied, you got the option to either do merchandise and food and bev. And just because I'd had merchandise experience in the past, that's what I opted to do.
Flogging overpriced Twix bars and tea bags
and trying to cook
shortbread. I love going in there and going, look at the price of this shortbread. $5 for one little shortbread. They're only like a pound in Dunelm. Things like that. What's your favourite place to eat in Walt Disney World? You've been there a long time. You must have eaten pretty much your way around the world.
We have eaten at quite a lot of places. Over restaurants, I do probably, well, some of the restaurants that we've eaten at are this, on this trip alone, actually, we ate at Liberty Tree Tavern in Magic Kingdom. That was the first time we'd eaten there, and I actually really, really enjoyed it. So it was like family style. It was like mac and cheese, potatoes, stuffing, meat. Yeah.
Thanksgiving kind of.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and that was really nice. We've eaten at Ohana's in the past. We actually ate at Space 2020 this time that we went.
Oh, you got in? Blimey, well done for getting in.
So, yeah, on the My Disney Experience app, we were just refreshing it one day, which is probably one of the best tips, to kind of keep refreshing the app. If there's something you want to do, if it's an individual lightning lane or a reservation, just to keep refreshing it, because sometimes, more often than not, they do pop up. We luckily got to go in to Space 2020, and we had a lounge reservation, which if I was recommending, I would probably recommend to go with the lounge option, just because you can choose off the menu kind of some of the bar snacks and some of the items that are on the main kind of restaurant menu, as opposed to the main restaurant. I think it's just a set menu, which I've been told it's quite expensive.
It is, and it's really quick. That's what I did when I went. We could only get in for dinner, and it's 3 courses. I can't remember how much it was. We thought, this is expensive for what you get. And I feel like they want to get you in, get you out, and get the next people in. But like, it's just the experience of being in there. So next time I go, I said I wanted to get in the lounge.
The lounge, well, and it, I felt like it was a little bit more relaxed. They did try and like shoo us in literally within 5 minutes. We had our drinks and kind of food on the table. But it was more, I feel like more relaxed and, you know, could order more if you wanted to. But yeah, that experience of being in like the, you know, going up to Space is just so incredible. So yeah, we enjoyed Space 2020. Yeah, it was expensive, I think, for what you got. But again, experience was amazing. This time we also went at last time we were at Polite Pig, which was really great down in Disney Springs. This time we also tried Blaze Pizza for the first time, which a lot of people recommend and, you know, shout about, and we actually really enjoyed it. But for me, I think for both of us, really, with the Disney parks, I actually prefer the quick service, like snacks and treats around the park. I just think over the years, especially from when I worked there as a cast member, they really upped the game with their treats and, you know, the Instagrammable drinks and little things that are just fun to try. So we tended to have like breakfast in the morning, a couple of days we ate at like the restaurants, but most of the time we would just enjoy the snacks at the park and quick service things that the park had to offer. One of our favourite places that we actually visited was the quick service in the American Pavilion called Regal Eagle. They do a lot of like barbecue food, to like pulled pork sandwiches and brisket sandwiches, which was really, really good. So yeah, highly recommend going there if you're in Epcot. And it's just a nice buy because it's next to the Open Theatre. I'm not sure what the theatre's called. So
the American.
They had like a live concert on. So yeah, and then after that we had a Harmonia. So it was a really nice couple
perfect
of hours
night.
Just chilling in the American. Yeah, in the American Pavilion.
Favourite places to stay? Either in Walt Disney World or just in Orlando, would you recommend for accommodation?
Yeah, when I say there was a cast member, obviously we did get a huge discount on resorts, so we did take advantage. So in the past, I have stayed at Port Orleans, Riverside, the Contemporary, Caribbean Beach, Coronado Springs, and then All Star and All Music. And as much as I love the resorts, going back now as a kind of a holiday, I prefer to stay offsite. I just, for me, it's such a lot of money to stay on property. It's crazy insane.
Yeah, it is.
Where we stayed this time when we went, as I say, we were in Celebration, which was like 10 minutes in a Lyft or an Uber. And I think we paid something like $40 a night in this hotel, which, you know, isn't as Disney standard, but it's huge, like big rooms, two double beds, you know, a really nice pool area. And what I find is they're a lot less busy and crowded, so you can kind of come away at the end of the night from the Disney parks and just have some chill out downtime, which I kind of like. And then in the morning you get to go back to Disneyland, go under the Disney World Arch, which just sets you up for the day.
Just somewhere to crash as well at the end of the day. If you're doing big, like long park days, it's just as long as the bed's comfortable and you can have a shower and keep your things in a room. Yeah. I mean, $40 a day is brilliant.
I know, it is a good fun. And also, you know, you can go, and what we did go to the resorts this time and had a wander around. You can go to the bars and the restaurants and the shops and just chill out. So all that's there for anyone to use. Ideally, and going forward, I think we'll probably just always choose to stay off property.
And did you venture
in the lottery?
Anyway, and then it's Grand Floridian Suites, Castle View. Did you venture into any other parks? Did you go to Universal, SeaWorld?
We did Universal and Islands of Adventure, and we hadn't been there since 2010, so a lot had changed. And it was good. Like the new Harry Potter area was amazing. The rides were really cool, but it's just not the same vibe. Like it really isn't. We also did Volcano Bay as well, which was, again, fun park, but just not the same vibe. We enjoyed it. We really did. But yeah, you can't beat just being in the Disney park. And we're there for 2 weeks, and we did Universal as well. I think if we were to go back, we'd probably just do Disney next time.
I think Universal for me is like every other visit now. I feel like, like I've done it, especially if you've got the 14-day Disney ticket. You're thinking, well, why am I not in a Disney park when I'm paying for it? to get back in there.
No, definitely.
Right, before you go, you've got your ideal 24 hours in Walt Disney World, Luke.
Ooh,
now, don't go crazy and do absolutely everything as much as most people do. Keep it real.
3 hour itinerary. Okay, I'm going to wake up off property. I'm going to get in. We're going to go out for breakfast at IHOP. We're going to get into an Uber, drive through that Walt Disney sign, which just makes me feel so magical every morning. I think we're going to start the day off in Magic Kingdom, catching the ferry over to the park, do a few rides, definitely start with Space Mountain, and then we'll probably catch the monorail over to Epcot, have a little walk, wander around, maybe have some lunch somewhere, have a few drinks in the World Showcase, ride a few rides there, and then definitely head back to Magic Kingdom to see the fireworks, and then I think we'd spend the night at Riverside, just because that is such a lovely resort, and we were like, if we win the lottery, we'll stay here. So yeah, just them two parks. I do love, you know, Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, but my ideal day, yeah, it'd just be them two parks.
Yeah, but especially if you've worked at Epcot for so long, that's got to be a big place in your yeah. heart, hasn't it?
It is, it is.
Even though it's a bit of a construction site at the moment.
Yeah, it's a little bit. Although it was starting to come down, like yeah. already when we were there. That would be my dream day. I feel like that was really basic, but...
No, it was good. It was good. It was real. It was actually achievable. That's the main thing. Two parks yeah. in one day is achievable, definitely. Yeah. So have you got another trip planned?
We haven't. It was funny because towards the end of the trip, we were so knackered because we were doing like 12-hour days. I was like, you know, I'm like happy to kind of go home now. This was like the last day. And then we've been home, what, 4 days? And already I'm like... I'm thinking of going back. Like, yeah. should we look to go back in like October time? So if we do, it may be October time this year. If not, it will probably be May. I'm going to say October time this year. I can't think of next year. That's way too far away.
It's been long enough. Yeah. Let's get two trips in 1 year.
It's been long enough. I need to go back.
And did you go crazy on merch? Did you get any good merch? Did you get any of the 50th merch that's impossible to get?
I did go crazy with merch. I did buy a couple spirit jerseys, a couple t-shirts, mugs and stuff, but yeah, that's one of the things what we did struggle to get was 50th merch. Like, I saw so much on Instagram before going, I'm like, I'm gonna get this magic band, I'm gonna get this bag, this mug. Got there and it was just nowhere to be seen. This popcorn bucket, I think they had the 50th Mickey and Minnie. They had a mini like sippy cup. I was going to get it all, but got there, nowhere to be seen. So that was one of the things that was a little bit sad.
Yeah.
But just speaking to a lot of the cast members, they were saying that they haven't had it for months and months. So
do you know where it is? Do you know where to find it? This is between us. eBay. That's where
yeah,
it all is.
eBay, yeah. If you've got
4 times the price. Yeah.
So that was the only thing that was a little bit disappointing, but I did make up with it for with the other merch.
Are you going to do an unboxing YouTube video with your merch?
Yeah, I'm good. That's why it's all in the bag still.
Brilliant.
Paul came up and was like, can I use this? And I was like, no, to film it first, I'm going to do an unboxing on YouTube.
Right, we'll put the link on our socials, then we can see what Luke has actually bought, what he managed to get. Lovely chatting to you.
Thank you, Andy. Lovely chatting to you too.
And have a magical day.
Have a magical day.
Send me a message if you fancy being a guest on the podcast. Just DM me Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you are. Just send me a message and we'll get you on. We'll get you on over the next couple of months or so. If you're going to Orlando very soon, maybe over the Easter holidays, maybe you're getting ready, maybe you're packing, maybe you're on your way to the airport right now. Don't forget to tag us in those pictures. If you are going, it's very hot and humid. It's very busy. Easter crowd, spring break, all that. You'll know what to expect if you're going at the moment. I've got a friend who is actually over there right now, not staying on Disney property, and they found that the parks are particularly busy first thing in the morning because all the hotel guests, all the resort guests are going for that extra 30 minutes. So it's getting really busy in the morning, but they tend to go home early afternoon or back to the hotel for a few hours. So they're finding there's that afternoon and evening is probably a better time. So if you're not staying on site, maybe you do want a few lines. Just a top tip if you go in at the moment. It's going to be hot and humid. It's going to be busy. You've got the Flower and Garden Festival continuing at Epcot. Of course, you've got the concert series as well, like the Garden Rocks concert series. There's nobody I've heard of over the next few weeks, to be honest with you, but check the Disney website. You might have heard of them. Elton John is going to be on very soon, though. Plays Orlando, 27th of April. If you're going to be there then, you can catch Elton John on his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour at the Amway Centre in downtown Orlando. And of course, next week from Monday, hugs return. If you're going to Walt Disney World soon, you will get to to hug Mickey Mouse again. Now, you know I always finish the podcast with a top tip. So the top tip for this episode is about hugging characters. Don't forget, it's not just you hugging Mickey Mouse. It's Mickey Mouse hugging you, getting those loves, getting those autograph books signed. Remember, you may not know this. You can hug your favourite character for as long as you like. They say, I have heard this, that a character will not let go first. They will not stop hugging you until you have stopped hugging them. And the reason behind this is apparently because they say they never know how much that person needs that hug from Mickey Mouse. So he'll not let go first. Just keep hugging. We've got brand new podcasts every other Friday. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. If you could give us a 5-star review, hit that 5-star if you've not done that on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps people find us. Don't forget to subscribe as well. Then you don't miss a second. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.